heeded him. Long Shadow shrank back. The little man said, "They are moving against us. There is no longer any doubt." Long Shadow did not believe that because he did not want it to be true. Winter has only just begun. But when he glanced at the howler, the crippled little sorcerer nodded his rag-covered head. He stifled a shriek stillborn. "It's true. Everywhere I look, Taglian forces are on the move. None are large, but they are everywhere, following every possible road. Singh's attempt to assassinate their top people seems to have set them off." Singh's failed attempt, Long Shadow did not say aloud. His own espionage resources were feeble now, but they had gotten that much back to him. The alliance with the Stranglers was very unpopular and therefore very precarious. The Deceivers were loved no more in the Shadowlands than they were in the Taglian territories. Mogaba moved his feet but held the remark, eager to force its way past his teeth. Long Shadow knew exactly what it was. The general wanted to be allowed to strike the Taglian bands before they could gather into a large force on the plain of Charandabrash. "Howler, find Blade. Tell him to deal with as many of these small forces as he can. General?"
"Sir." Mogaba had to strain to keep his voice neutral.
"You may send some of your cavalry north to harass the enemy. But only some and only cavalry. If I find you interpreting me as having turned you loose, you will indeed be turned loose on the other side of the Shadow Gate." It had been a long time since he had sent someone through to watch him die a cruel death. He just had no time for himself anymore. Nor could he open the way these days without the lance. The only other key had been stolen long ago by one of his dead colleagues. He did not have the necromantic power to call up their shades and compel the villain to reveal where the thing was buried. "Have I made myself clear?"
"Absolutely."
Mogaba stood a hair straighter. The concession was not much, but it was something. The terrain north of Charandabrash was not suited to cavalry maneuvers, though, so he would have to use his horsemen as mounted infantry. Still, it was an opportunity.
"Thank you, sir."
Long Shadow glanced sideways at the child, who almost never spoke. He surprised a look of complete disdain that vanished even as his gaze shifted, disappearing so quickly it seemed nothing more than a flicker of imagination. The Shadow Master let his gaze travel on to the plain of Glittering Stone. Once he'd been driven by an obsessive need to learn about that place. Now he just hated it and wished it would go away. But he needed it too. Without it, he would be feeble. No match for the likes of Howler or the woman Soulcatcher, whose madness and enmity were entirely unpredictable. She seemed a complete child of chaos.
"Where is the one called Soulcatcher?" he asked. "Has there been no sign?"
Howler, who'd had a report from a Skrinza Shadow Weaver whose circle directed a colony of spy bats, lied.
"Nothing. Though there was something strange that happened in Taglios about the time Jamad